We'll say let's continue. So today, Meretz Hashem, we're going to finish the fifth chapter of Mesilas Yesharim. So again, to reorient ourselves a bit, so remember again, in this parak, the Ramchal is discussing the things which prevent, we'll use the word prevent, a person from acquiring the midah of zihirus, the midah of introspection, cognition, reflection. So the Ramchal pointed out three things. We've done the first two already. Number one was tipol v'hatir da ha'olamis, just getting very busy in life. Getting so busy in life to the point that you don't have time to think. Number two, schok v'halatzon, being a scoffer, right? Or mocking, not taking things seriously, which ultimately go ahead and, remember again, he said it's like living life with the oiled shield. If you live life with the oiled shield, everything just slips off. Everything just, nothing is able to stick. You get constructive criticism, feedback, mussar, none of it means anything. And number three, which we come to today. Page Samech. Paragraph Dalit. The third detractor, right? Or the third thing that prevents Zihirus from occurring, Huachevra, is not having the right peer group. Dahinu, Chevras HaTipshim Bahachotim, keeping company with the wrong kind of people, like Tipshim, foolish people, and Chotim, sinful people. Vahuma Shakasuv Omer Baharoa Ksilim Yeroa. And this is what the Pasuk in Mishlei means when it says, he who shepherds fools will become a fool. Kihine anachnu ro'an pamim rabos. It's incredible. We see this many times in life. Afilu achar shenis ames eitzel ha'adam chovas ha'avod v'azihirus bo. Even if I get myself to the level where I understand, again, his lashon of chovas ha'adam. But remember, again, how did the Ramchal start? I ask myself the same basic question every single day. What is my obligation in this world? What is my obligation? Remember again, what's the tova amiti? What's the ultimate good that I'm working towards? What's the ra that I should stay away from? What are the actions that get me to the tov? Do them, reinforce them. What are the actions ultimately, again, that lead me to ra? Stop them. Even if a person gets to that level, that they're reflective and introspective, they have the midah of zihirus, what Ramchal describes over here is the power of a peer group. That at the end of the day, people want to fit in. People want to fit in, and they want to feel like part of the chevra, and they want to feel part of their friends, and they don't want to stand out. So at the end of the day, even if I am personally ready and willing to do the right thing, if I surround myself with the wrong peer group and they're not doing the right things, at the end of the day, I am not going to want to be the guy that stands out. I don't want them to make fun of me. I don't want them to disparage me. So it's just a matter of time until I do what I need to do in order to fit in with them. So remember again, a person will say, one second, at the end of the day, don't you have an obligation to get along with all people? Right? After all, again, so you're just supposed to surround yourself with good people. What about the people who are not so good? Aren't you supposed to get along with everyone? So I'll tell you two things with this. Afata Amrlo, so the Ramchal says you can answer him. When is that true that you're supposed to go ahead and get along with all people? Bibnei Adam, Sha'ose Ma'ase Adam, top of Samech Aleph. You're supposed to get along with people who act like people. But you shouldn't go ahead and get on with people, ultimately, again, who act like animals. We'll say a very profound statement. Should you get along with everyone? Sure, you should get along with everyone. Everyone means people who act like people, not people who act like animals. And we'll say the truth is, there's a simpler answer also, which is, there's a way to get along with everyone, but be very, very, very selective as to who your friends are. Right? I could be cordial and I could be nice and I could be friendly to everyone. There's never an excuse for being gruff, for being nasty, for being not nice. But at the end of the day, who I actually choose to keep company with, who I surround myself with, who I allow to influence me, that's a very different question. There I have to be careful to surround myself with people who are the right influences. Ushlomo Masir Od, Lech Mineged Ish Ksil. As Shlomo says, get far away from a foolish person. V'davan HaMelech Amar, Ashrei Ish Asher Lo Halach Ba'atzas Rishoim, U'Bederech HaTo'im Lo Amad, U'Bemoshav Leitzim Lo Yashav. And as David HaMelech says, praiseworthy is the person who did not follow the counsel of the wicked, did not walk in the literally derech hatam laman, didn't stand in the pathway of chait, or b'moshav leitzim lo yashav, and did not sit in the company of scoffers. So the Gemara makes an amazing diuk over here, because we'll see if you notice in this pasuk, right? There are three verbs. There's halach sitting, there's amad standing, and there's yashav sitting. To which the Gemara makes an amazing observation. Kvar perishu zeh lishonam, im halach sofo lamod. You know, if you keep the wrong company in life, even if you were walking and moving forward, at the end of the day, you'll be stopped. You'll stop. You'll stop walking. You'll stop moving. You'll stop growing. Vim amad. And if you were already a little bit stunted in your growth and you surround yourself with the wrong people, sofo leishev, you'll end up sitting down. In other words, the power of peer group. Va'omer. But this is an incredible statement. The Ramchal says a person has to be careful, litar to purify, linakos to cleanse himself, and to prevent himself from going midarche ha'amon in the way of most people, hashikuim behevli azman, who find themselves embedded in the foolishness of life. The foolishness. We'll say, I want to point out, Ramchal here is not describing sin. He's not describing sin. But you know what he's describing over here? What he's describing over here are people who just get involved in just all the wrong things. You know, say, I'll tell you something very interesting. And this is just an observation. Not at all like a yeah, you'll see. Okay, so people like to go to sporting events. So again, to me, it's always interesting because the truth is there's a lot of time that goes into that, right? A baseball game, a football game, a lot of time. Okay, a person enjoys it, it's recreation, it's fine. But then there's a concept called tailgating, right? And tailgating is people tack on a couple of hours to an already multiple hour event. And people say, who has time like that? Who has time like that? And if you have time, meaning Imanav Shach, okay, person goes to the game, go to the game. Want to barbecue with your friends? Barbecue with your friends. But the notion of the game and barbecuing with your friends, I don't know, I have to imagine, what is that, 5-6 hours? It's, a person just has to ask themselves, again, you do it once in a while, okay, not that, right? But I'm saying, but for many people, it becomes a way of life. It becomes a way of life. So, again, is that sinful? No, it's not sinful. Is it dangerous? Absolutely. Absolutely. So what the Ramchal is saying over here is something so incredibly amazing. Be careful who you keep company with. Are tailgaters good people? I'm sure many of them. I'm sure many of them, right? Yesh, yesh. There are tailgaters that are good people and bad people. There are shulgoers that are good people and bad people. Right? There are all kinds of people who do all kinds of things. Right? But at the end of it, with the suk on Chalamayit, right? Beautiful, good. I'm sure there's a beauty in it, right? Chalamayit is okay. All right, you're going with your mishpacha, that's okay. But also, I just want to point out what the Ramchal's describing over here is, this is what he means, is be careful who you keep company with. Because it is so easy in life to fall into a lifestyle where you waste time. And when I say waste time, I don't mean like wasting time we often think about like sitting around and doing nothing. But wasting time is also using my time in the ways that are not optimal, right? And using my time, which is my greatest resource, in ways that are not really so great to me. That's also called waste of time. So the Ramchal says, you have to be careful about who you keep company with, because peer group, we all know this. Your friends have an incredible impact on how you spend your time. Because chances are, whatever your friends are doing or enjoying, those are going to be the things that you're going to want. And how many times are you going to say no to the invitation? How many times are you going to refrain? So it's an incredible, incredible thing. He goes on, he says, Husha David Atzmo Mesayim Va'omer. This is what David himself said. Erchatz B'nikayon Kapai Vasova Va'al Mizbechacha Hashem. Vim Yera. So let's listen to this. But let's say sometimes people do. So the first order of business, says the Ramchal, is be careful who your friends are. Be careful who your friends are, because your peer group will exert an incredible amount of pressure on you. Right? Sometimes it's positive pressure, but if it's not the right friends, it could be all the wrong types of pressure. And at the end of the day, the Ramchal says human nature is that people don't want to stand out. People do not want to be different. People want to fit in. Vim ya'ara lo shimsa becheras mishgila galav. But if it turns out that you are part of a chevra of people who are going to make fun of you, right? Let's say it turns out that I realize, okay, I have friends. They're not the right friends. I need to do things a little bit differently. And if I do things differently, I'm going to be made fun of or disparaged. Says Ramchal, lo yoshis, page Samch Beis, lo yoshis libo alalagahu. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Try to figure out ultimately again how to overcome it. Adraba, yilag amal igav vivazim. So let's listen to this. So this, by the way, is incredible chizuk, because a lot of times we learn these concepts about peer groups, you know, already like a little bit too late. After I kind of already have chevras of friends and it's a bit difficult. And Chal says, okay, I'm going to have to put on my big boy pants and I'm going to have to stand up and do what's right. And even if my friends aren't going to like it so much, and even if they're going to make a little bit of fun of me, no, that's what I have to do. And Abo said, listen to his mashal. V'yachshov v'daito. Kilule haya lo laharviach mamon harbe. He haya maniach mashaya tzarech loze mipnei chaverav shelo yilagu. Both listen to this. If I had the opportunity to make $1 million, but I would have to do something that is unpopular with my friends, would any of us think about it twice? $1 million, but my friends are going to make fun of me, right? Or my friends are going to say, ah, you're crazy. Or my friends are going to say, oh, why are you wasting my time? I will say, would the person making the offer even have to finish the sentence? And of course, the answer is 1,000% no. $1 million is $1 million. I don't know, maybe $1 million is not so much today. I don't know, right? But it sounds like a lot, right? $1 million is $1 million, right? So I will say, so ultimately, again, says that I'm chal. If for $1 million, you'd be able to stand up to your peer group. So the Ribon Shalom, what he has to offer us is worth infinitely more. He goes on, Kol Shekin, Shelo Yirtza La'Abed Nishmosu Mipnei Lag. Don't lose your soul because you're afraid of being made fun of. Va'al Derech Zeres, here's Zichron Livracha, Havi Az Kanomer, Lassos Ritzon Avich Hashem HaShamayim. As the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, be bold like a leopard to perform the will of your Father in heaven. And be bold like a leopard means, as the Kitzur explains, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Rashi Rabbeinu Yonah explained, it means that sometimes in life when you do the right thing, you get made fun of. Sometimes when you do the right thing, you get disparaged. And sometimes it's even those closest to you, who you thought were your friends, who will give you the most grief for doing the right thing. Be bold. Sometimes life, you have to stand up and do what's right, even if it's going to be unpopular. David HaMelech says, you know, a lot of times, apparently, they guess like they were like monarch conventions, right? Of course, in Las Vegas, right? That's where everything is, right? So the monarch conventions go ahead, and what happens? The kings go ahead, and what do they talk? What do kings talk about? So the Pashto says, they talk about palaces, they talk about luxuries. So what happens? V'David Shaya Gam King Melech Lech Ora Tielo Lecherpa. And when David HaMelech went to these monarch conventions, what did he talk about? He spoke about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He spoke about Torah. He spoke about the religious and moral imperatives of a monarch. And even though the other kings probably looked at him like he lost his kelim, nevertheless, Acher Shekvar Hisiga Emes. David HaMelech knew what the truth was. And sometimes, again, doing what's right, even if it makes you a little bit unpopular, even with your peer group, is what must be done. El Mefarish Va'omer Va'adraba Be'idosecha Neged Melachim Belo Evosh. As David HaMelech says, I speak in the company of kings and I will not be embarrassed. V'yishaya Kimokin Amar Al Kin Samti Panay Kechalamish Va'idu Akilo Evosh. Therefore, I will say that Ramchal says that Alocha L'maisa, choose your peer group wisely. Surround yourself with people who will be a positive influence. Surround yourself with people who will enable and facilitate your growth. Surround yourself with the right kind of people, ultimately, again, who will help bolster your values, not diminish or detract from them. But if you happen to find yourself in the company of people who maybe don't share your same values and outlooks, at the end of the day, find the courage to stand up for what you believe in. And if they make fun of you, you'll be okay. If you wouldn't worry about anybody making fun of you, if you had the chance to earn $1 million, don't worry about anyone making fun of you if you have the chance to earn eternity. So therefore, again, here in the fifth parak of Mishnah Shulchan Aruch teaches us, and this closes out Rav Osei, the Midah of Zihirus. This is the end of Zihirus. So the Aruch teaches us at the final conclusion part of Zihirus that the three things that we must avoid in order to go ahead and acquire the midah of zehirus is avoid tipul and tir da ha'olamis, avoid over-involvement and over-busyness with the world, avoid schok and latzon, scoffing and silliness, and number three, make sure I surround myself with the right peer group. All right, Jehovah says, shkoyach. Thank you.